blessed to get to travel around the country and do this and on convention committees. And I had my little girl, and I lived in Playa del Rey. I worked as a law firm administrator in a downtown law firm. I had an office on the 23rd floor of a downtown law firm, and sponsored a little gaggle of girls, and I looked pretty good on the outside. You know, it looked pretty good when you saw me running around. I had 10 years, we had a 10-year party. I went off to speak in South Dakota. I came home from South Dakota, closed the blinds, turned on the answering machine, and tried to commit suicide with a little over 10 years of sobriety. Sometime during that night, someone had called, and I guess, I'm not sure the conversation, but they knew that there was something wrong, and you know, I came to that knock on the door, and there was my mom, and there was my stepdad Jim, and 10,000 Al-Anons, and the two guys in the white suits this time, and they took me to Daniel Freeman Memorial Hospital and put me in the psych unit with a little over 10 years of sobriety. And I want to tell you, I was pissed, because now that didn't work. And now I'm locked up in a psych unit, probably just lost my sobriety, and now what? So why? You know, what happened? Why do you lose sobriety at 10 years when you're as active as you can be, you're as busy as you can be? Well, I'll tell you that you can die from alcoholism without taking a drink, not one drink. You can die of alcoholism. If you're not treating your alcoholism on a daily basis, the book says we have a daily reprieve, you will die of alcoholism. That spring inside will get tighter and tighter. I believe that you are either walking towards sobriety in every decision you make, or you're walking away from sobriety. It's your choice. And I was taking one step forward and three back. I was inappropriate behaviors, resentment at God, huge resentment at God. Where's mine resentment? I was not treating my alcoholism. I wasn't telling my sponsor what was going on, and I wasn't working the steps. And I believe that you are always one decision away from a completely different life. One decision. And that was my one decision from a completely different life. And I, of course you're gonna drink. The book talks about we are restless, irritable, and discontent. And I used to get that sense of ease and comfort from the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and from the steps of AA. And I stopped getting that sense of ease and comfort. And I started getting that spring tighter and tighter. And of course, what are you gonna do? You're either gonna drink, and I knew that path, and or you're gonna commit suicide. We don't have a choice. And so I got out of the Daniel Freeman Memorial Hospital, and I escaped after my 72 hold, and I was living in Los Angeles, and I went back to Lubbock, and I found my kind. And I was to drink and be in and out and in and out and in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for the next 5 years. I would try and get sober. I'd sit in the back, I'd cross my arms, and I'd say, I already know that. I've heard that speaker 10 times. I know exactly what she's going to say next. I've already worked those steps. I already know those steps. This isn't going to work. I hate it. I hate it. I cannot do this. I'm never going to get it again. It's never going to work for me again. This isn't going to work. It works great for you. I already know that. And I sat in that back corner with that attitude year after year after year, thinking, I'm never going to get this back. I'm never going to get it back. And I didn't, not with that attitude. Of course I didn't. And it was Christmas of 1989, 89, 90. And we were back in Lubbock. My mom was there, and my cousins and my brothers were there. And my cousins and my brother, they were going to the bar. My mom was going to a meeting. Seconds and inches. What is my choice to be? Am I going to walk towards sobriety, or am I going to walk away? And I thought, you know, I can just go out with my cousins one more time, just one more time. And I did. I chose to go with my cousins, and we went to the bar, and there he was. He's 6'2", eyes of blue, best dancer in the whole room, the best pair of Wranglers I've ever seen in the whole room. And his name was Shane. I mean, come on.